Do you really have to run off? Snuggling afterwards is the best part.
Gabriel, you can't own a penis and say that.
So when can I see you again?
I don't know. I'm just crazy busy these days.
Fine. I'll just wait for you to call and then make myself pretty.
I know you're kidding, but it wouldn't hurt to do a little manscaping.
Well, that's housekeeping. Come back later.
I need to see you now, Gabriel.
It's my wife. My boss. Hide.
Get in the bathroom.
What if she's a bee?
You're right. She does like to mark her territory.
What are you doing in there?
I'm hiding the hookers and the drugs. What do you think I'm doing?
Quick, get in.
Are you kidding me?
I have a better idea.
Oh, is this underwear clean?
Get in. And no.
One minute! Hey, what brings you by?
I know this might be difficult for you, but I need you to sign the separation agreement.
No problem, okie dokie.
Wow, I expected you to make a scene.
No scene, here you go. Bye!
Bye! Wait a minute. What are you doing with my Louis Vuitton?
The maid packed my clothes in it. I thought it was a parting gift.
Well, it's not. I want it back.
Well, that's too bad. Possession is 9/10 of the, whatchamacallit, the law.
Hell, it is.
What do you have in here?
All my self-help books. Now give it back.
Damn it, Gabriel, this is my suitcase.
I'll return it to you when I'm no longer living out of it.
Keep it.
Oh, I am so sorry.
It's okay.
That was really close. What was that?
I don't know. I am just really turned on right now.
Getting locked in a suitcase does it for you?
Oh, just shut up and be grateful.
Seriously? In a suitcase?
Louis Vuitton.
Classy.
I don't understand it, but it was the hottest sex we've ever had.
Really? Gabriel? The guy who can only do it with his t-shirt on?
He has a third nipple. He's self-conscious.
I get why it was hot. It's a danger. One time I was running with the Black Panthers. We knocked off a bank in Oakland. Me and this guy Jamal did it in the getaway car. The indelible ink exploded all over us. My ass was blue for a month.
I'm watching a sweet old lady put rolls in her purse, and I just can't get my head around that story.
That's nothing. Jamal's a senator now. You know, Christy, that kind of sex is fine once in a while, but with you, it's a little worrisome.
Why?
Oh, honey, since I've known you, you've only enjoyed sex with men when there was an element of danger.
That's not true.
I hate to say it, but I think old Blue Ass has a point.
When we met, you were sleeping with your married boss.
And then the drunk pothead fireman.
Yeah, he was fun. And then your ex-husband on your front lawn.
It was not on the front lawn. It was in his van, which was technically his house.
Well, now that you're sober, you might want to start thinking about finding someone you can have an honest, intimate relationship with.
Hey, I am plenty intimate.
Really? You talk and you share? You let your true self be seen?
I have a true self.
Intimacy, Christy. Break it down. Into me see.
You say that kind of crap to Jamal?
I was a heroin addict back then. I didn't do that much talking.
Okay, I have to go to work. Thanks for the... I don't know what that was.
Fine. Bye-bye. Are you gonna take your butter patties?
Help yourself.
You should get the check.
I almost drank last night.
Go away. What?
I was grocery shopping. They were handing out samples of turkey meatballs. Next thing I know, I'm standing in the liquor aisle trying to decide whether to get drunk on vodka or bourbon.
I think bourbon pairs better with turkey.
That's it? No speech?
Well, come on, Bonnie. You know why this happened. It's about losing Alvin.
I have never been in this much pain. I go to bed thinking about him. I wake up thinking about him. Nonstop.
I understand.
So what do I do?
You could try getting out of your head by helping other people.
Great. I'm having a breakdown. You're making jokes.
Okay, that's all the time we have for sharing. Before we close, we need to nominate a new secretary to run the meeting for the next year.
I nominate Bonnie.
What the hell are you doing?
This will be good for you.
No, I don't think so.
I second it.
What's happening?
Any other nominations?
Yeah, I nominate Weeping Wendy here.
That's what you call me? Why?
Any seconds for Wendy? All in favor of Bonnie? Congratulations, Bonnie.
You are so lucky you have cancer.
Really? You want to know what I'm feeling?
Yeah. I don't want you and me to be just about sex. I want to know what's going on here.
We've been over this. It's a third nipple.
You know what I'm talking about. Show me your true self.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Ever since the marriage ended, I've been reevaluating who I am and what I want.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, I went from my parents' house to my college dorm to married and living with Claudia. I've really never been on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, suddenly I'm experiencing a level of freedom I've never known. But at the same time, I've never been more frightened. Christy?
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
I know.
Right in front of my ex-wife's house?
I know.
You realize if she catches us, you'll get fired.
Oh, keep saying that.
Fired? You're gonna get fired.
Oh, yeah. Keep talking.
You'll lose your 401k.
Oh, yeah.
You wind up working as a cafeteria lady at an inner-city school where the kids are troubled, and they don't appreciate your hard work.
Oh, my God!
Hey, it's Bear!
What?
It's my ex-dog. Oh, I miss you too, buddy. Who's a good boy?
Bear? Where are you, Bear?
That's Claudia. Get down.
Get away from that car. Bad dog.
Okay, she's gone. Let's get out of here.
What are you talking about? This is hotter than a suitcase.
Anyway, it has been brought to my attention by my sponsor, my mother, and the guy I'm sleeping with that I may have a slight problem with intimate relationships. And after doing a lot of soul searching, I realize that they're right. I do have a problem. But then I did some more soul searching and decided I don't care. I'm having fun. I'm not drinking, not hurting anybody, and if I'm craving intimacy, I can come here and open up my heart in a warm, nurturing environment.
Time's up.
Finish my thoughts.
We got the gist.
Mom!
I'm sorry, but as the new secretary, I've decided shares will now be limited to 3 minutes, no exceptions, no slack.
You don't get to decide that by yourself.
Do I have to remind you that I won the election in a landslide?
Christy's right. Any changes to the meeting format have to be decided on by everyone.
Yeah, I changed that rule too. Okay, anyone else want to share? Go ahead, Wendy.
Thank you.
Oh, just a heads up, crying counts against your time.
Hmm.
smells so good.
I'm baking brownies for my meeting.
Oh, that's thoughtful.
Yeah. I figured if we upgrade the snacks, we'll get a better class of drunks and drug addicts. Maybe even some celebrities. And then word will get out, and before you know it, we'll be turning people away at the door.
That's not really the idea, Mom.
Right there. That kind of thinking's why you'll never be secretary.
Why don't I get that? Would be cool to meet some famous drunks.
Hey!
Hey! There's my guy!
Hi, Mom.
How was your weekend?
Good.
Grandma made brownies in the kitchen.
Hi! All right, see you next week.
Hey, before you go, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Hey, when you're trying to recover from a soul-shattering disease that destroys you and everything you love, then you can have a brownie.
So what's up?
I was just... Okay, this is a little weird, but, when we were married, how would you describe our sexual relationship?
How would I describe it to you, or how would I describe it to my friends?
Seriously, I need a little perspective.
Is this something to do with being sober?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, the longer you don't drink, the more you see who you really are and why you do stuff.
Wow, that must suck.
It's a bitch.
Okay, well, the way I remember it, we had three types of sex. Drunk, angry, and no, just two kinds of sex.
Oh, come on. There must have been some times where we had an emotional connection and, you know, made love.
Yeah, right.
Funny.
I don't know. You were just never really a girly girl. We always went at it like two dudes.
So what you're saying is I'm incapable of intimacy?
Yeah. But it's a compliment.
No, it's not. I've got a problem.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my new girlfriend is all about talking and sharing our feelings. I mean, by the time we get down to it, I feel guilty doing dirty things to such a nice lady.
So you don't do it?
Oh, I do it. I just feel bad.
Thanks, but that doesn't really help my situation.
All right. I'll let you in on a little secret. When I'm with Candace, and she's not Gavin, I pretend she's you to get me across the finish line.
Okay. Thanks for the help. Gonna close the door now.
Stay freaky.
I hope you're happy. You turned me into a dude. Oh my God! How long are you gonna pound that chicken?
Until I go blind. What's your problem?
I don't have a problem.
No, I keep track. That's not till next week.
Menu meeting, your office, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. You got it. Yeah, Gabriel, it's me. Listen, I'm gonna need you under my desk at 3:45. Yeah, that's right. I said under my desk.
So, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm feeling real grateful to be sober. My life's never been better, and I finally have hope for the future.
I just wish I would have waited so long and...
That's all the time we have for sharing. But before we close, I have a few secretary's announcements. First off, and I can't believe I have to bring this up again, do not park where the orange cone is. That is reserved for the secretary. Secondly, I want to introduce a dress code for this meeting. I think we could attract a better caliber of men in here if we bait the trap a little.
Bonnie, this is a women's meeting.
Yeah, that's the next thing I want to talk about.
You ready for us?
Hell yeah, let's do this thing.
Okay, Rudy, what do you got?
Well, I am planning an adventure for your tongue.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Now, starting with the appetizer, I have created a ramp and mushroom tart with celery pesto.
I don't know. What do you think, Christy?
Oh, I like that. Light. Tasty.
So glad the former waitress approves. Now, next, I would like to swap out the beet salad for one with sweet gem lettuce.
Ah, that works. Keep going.
And blanched asparagus and an avocado vinaigrette.
That's perfect.
Now, for the entree, I've been toying around with a spring lamb served with a pickled artichoke.
Damn it, that's good! Lamb and artichoke, I mean, come on.
And to finish things off, a white peach crumble with creme fraiche.
Yes. That is how you finish.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
You should be sitting over here.
Bring me some more ideas in the morning.
You know what? This may be your restaurant, but it's my culinary innovations that people come for. So don't you dare tell me what I can or cannot put on the menu.
Get out.
As long as we're clear.
So, is there anything else you need to discuss?
Yes, I need to ask a personal favor.
Name it.
I want you to go out with Gabriel.
Sorry, restless leg syndrome. You're trying to fix me up with your ex?
Well, the sooner he meets someone, the sooner he'll remarry, and the sooner I can stop paying him alimony.
So what you're telling me is he's not good enough for you, but he's good enough for me?
Thanks for not making me say it. Anyway, come on over.
Will do, boss.
This is amazing.
How do you figure?
If she wants me to date you, then we don't have to hide anymore. We can have an honest, open relationship.
You just don't get it, do you?
My wife ruins everything.
You know, it's Angela's job to put this stuff away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but apparently she had something better to do. Didn't even tell me.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, what's terrible is running this meeting. All people do is complain. We can't have a Facebook page. We're anonymous. I don't know what you were thinking, roping me into this job.
Now, let me ask you something, Bonnie. Since you've been secretary, how many times have you thought about drinking?
Who has time? Plus, if I got drunk, who'd make the brownies, set up the chairs, get the Kleenex for Wendy? Oh.
You're welcome.
I didn't say thank you.
Yeah, you did. See you tomorrow.
Stupid old bank robber. Can't believe she talked me into it. Yeah, I can see how that could be annoying.